Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, we're listening, family. How we doing tonight? I'm your host, Greg Graham, live from Atlanta, Georgia, actually Stockbridge, Georgia, right outside of Atlanta. And I'm feeling great, and we have a great show for you tonight called Relationship Deal Breakers. As always, I have my crew with me. First up the bat, it's my boy, my ace boot, Coon from 19-something-something-something. My man, Amadi Martin. How you doing tonight, sir?
Live from Bedford Stuyvesant, Mr. Yeah, you know what it is. Now I'm here.
How you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great. Odetta, what you laughing at? What's wrong with you?
I'm enjoying you right now. I'm just enjoying you, Hamadi. I'm ready.
Right.
Yeah. It's all about you.
Well, no, it's not. Don't even gas them up like that. And as usual, I have the lovely and talented Miss Odetta Nikki Lee. Hello, Nikki Lee. How you doing?
Hey, y'all. What's good? How's everyone doing tonight? How you feeling? I'm feeling good. I have some sharp hands in front of me, so I'm real good.
Do you have your nephew with you tonight?
No, not tonight. I saw him last night, though. Got to snuggle
nice.
Him.
You snuggled
Hope I can
him,
snuggle
nice.
Something else.
Everybody.
No, not yet. Not yet. No, not yet.
She's on a world tour, man.
I thought we was working
man.
On it. I thought we was working on it.
Wow.
You're a snuggle bunny.
All right, guys. Tonight we're dealing with relationship deal breakers. Some of the things that we will discuss tonight is about, you know, what will mess up a relationship between a man and a woman, obviously, we're talking about here. We want people to call in tonight to ask questions of Madi and myself and Odetta to the spitfire at us. As usual, the phone line is 714-583-6887. You can call in now or
Greg, what is
midway
that? What
through
is
the
that?
Show, we'll do that.
Greg, what's that number?
Can you say it?
Yeah, can I get it through, Amadi? Can I get it through?
Yeah, say
714-583-6887.
Right. 6887, there we go.
All right. So let's get started. Since you talk so much, I'll direct this first question to you, homeboy. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. So within a relationship, Amadi, you know, people have certain pet peeves, and you know, you should discuss your pet peeves with your significant other before you really get hot and heavy with them. But the question that I have right now is, what is your number one deal breaker?
Number one deal breaker? I don't like you. That's the first one. Like, yeah. Oh, no, but there's a disclaimer before we start the show, Greg. Remember we talked about this earlier because last time, you know, there was just a lot of – this is a show where women get a chance to ask the questions. The men on the show are Greg and myself. I just want to make sure that that's, you know, understood. And
Wait,
so when you ask
I'm
the
not
question
–
Not definitely not. You definitely not a man. That's why
we
have
you don't
you
look
here.
Like a man to me, Odetta.
Oh, you're like,
you
had to state
you're
that
old.
A couple of times. Hello.
Right. Thank so check this out. So, right. So this is what we're going to talk about. When you ask a question, when you females are asking a man a question, you have to give us a second or a minute, sometimes maybe a few minutes, to respond. But the key here is that you have to listen to the answer. In order to be informed, that means you can't talk over Greg or myself, even if you're a caller, just so that you understand. Give us a chance to answer the question. All right, now, Greg, what was the question again?
The same thing goes for Odetta when she's talking as well. Don't talk over her as well to myself, Amadi, and also the listening audience. The question I have for you, Amadi, is what is a major pet peeve for you when it comes to relationships? What's a deal breaker?
Talking too much. Like, you don't always have to talk to me. We could just be there. We could just enjoy each other's space. You don't always have to find something to say. Sometimes your silence is golden. It's appreciated.
Yeah, I don't think women understand that we don't like talking that much when it comes to just relationships. We just, you know, a lot of times you come in, you want to tell us something, we listen to it, okay, yeah. But that's about it. If you don't want an actual answer from us, don't really expect us to listen all the way through.
Wait, what?
Obviously, she's not even listening.
Don't expect you to listen all the way through. No, I just want to see.
Yeah, if you don't
want
an answer from us, if you really don't want
you just,
us to give
you
a feedback,
out.
Yeah, we're gonna tune you out and watch the game.
Oh, wait, what if the game's not on? Like, what? No.
There's always a game
no.
on. It's World Cup on right now. So something's always on.
I cannot.
I'm just saying, that's how it is. We don't like to talk a lot. What about you, Odetta? What's one of your pet peeves? What's the deal breaker for you?
Possessiveness. No, don't do it. Early on, you're going to learn that. Early on, you will learn that I cannot be controlled. If you try to control me, I'm going to do exactly what, even if I don't want to, I'm going to do it.
So a woman tried to do that to men too.
Hold on, stop.
No,
Greg,
it happens
who she
both
said?
Ways. It happens.
Greg,
both
did who
ways.
She said?
Yeah.
Odetta, you said even
what?
If I don't want to do it, now I'm going to do
I'm
it.
I'm going
to
do it if
to...
you try to control me.
Gotcha.
If you're
yeah,
trying
but you...
to control my actions or what I do, I mean, to a certain extent, somebody don't take
it
crazy.
Okay,
you know.
Just making sure because your answer was
don't
pretty direct.
Take it. Let's reel
that.
It in. Let me reel right. it in a little bit. Like, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, with me.
My whereabouts and how I move and where I go, like who my friends are, things like that. Like,
I can't tell you can't hang out with that girl over there.
No.
No.
No, not for just for any crazy reason. Well, you're possessive
gotcha.
And crazy. Let me put that together. That combination. That's a deal breaker for sure. I can't do it. I won't do it. Mm-mm.
So if you say, hey,
no.
next weekend I'm going on vacation and you just got to accept it, it's all good, right?
No. We can talk about it. I said possessive is crazy. And I'm not irrational. I'm not going to, you know, spring things on people and, like, you
got
to deal with it or whatever. It's over. No, I'm not that hard like that.
Okay.
But
well, with you,
when I'm
with
reasonable
you
and
later.
You still try to control it, exactly. Yeah, we can't even talk about that until 6 months.
Yeah. I was going to say, so
you don't
after
even know
you,
it is. Don't worry about where I'm at.
After you've had the discussion, I mean, we're talking 6 months for you, you know, later on into the relationship. So these discussions
yeah.
probably don't even come
when
to
we
life.
Need to have those conversations. That's nothing
when,
you
though? When do you
on.
Have these conversations? When do
you
have these conversations?
If you're possessed, that's why it's a deal breaker. So you're possessive within those 6 months. I see that trait. You keep doing that. You keep doing that. Deal breaker. That's why you take time. Take some time to get to know folks. See their patterns and learn how they are. So when I see that street coming,
well,
we got a caller.
We got a caller. Hold on, everybody. Hello,
you
caller.
Got caller ID,
welcome
right?
To okay, we're listening. State your name, where you're from, and your sex as well.
Do they like that?
Y'all talking to me?
We talking to you, sir.
Yo, this is Zim.
How you doing, Zim?
What up?
What up, Zim?
Yeah, that's it. What's going on?
What's
thanks
your question?
You got a question, brother?
No, I'll just drop it in and hear what's going on.
Thank you. Thanks for stopping in.
Yeah, we appreciate that, Zim. Chick, click on the link.
What link?
There's a link in my Facebook page. Click on the link or on my Instagram at Hamadi Martin. And there's a link in my bio. Either way, just click on that link.
All right.
Thanks for checking in with us, Zim. Talk to you later, bro. All right. So with me, my biggest pet peeve or biggest turnoff is similar to Hamadi's. You know, if you're just yapping away and you expect me just to take that all the time, I can't take it. You know, if I tell you to stop and let me cool off, let you cool off, and let's get back together a little bit later. But if you keep on drilling me at that particular time, that's going to make me say, I got to go.
Yeah, I can dig that for sure. I don't like a lot of talking.
Oh,
words.
You don't?
Nope.
Nice.
I don't.
That's not true because you waited 6 months.
I can get with y'all, talk to y'all. Right, I take it slow, limited talking. So we slowly get to know each other.
Just hello, how's the weather, and goodbye.
Uh-huh. Yep. And we step up the next day, maybe next couple days.
A couple months.
So after the 6 months, you know, the floodgates is open and all conversations open up real big, huh?
No, of course not. You have to talk in order to get to know the person for them to even last the 6 months.
Got you. Okay. So
you got to build. You got to get to know them. That's the whole dating stage. You get to know.
When I was dating, you know,
back in the early days
when we just had cell phones, that was basically, you know, you just pick up the phone and put it back down, no caller ID, anything like that, and just beepers and things of that nature, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really have an issue with phones, but I know you guys have probably dated while cell phones was really popping and everything started going with, you know, smartphones and things like that. So is a phone an issue with passwords and access? Is it mandatory for you to have your girlfriends or boyfriends or spouses' phone information, or is it just, I don't care? Odetta, I'm putting it to you first.
Oh, no. I don't need your password. I'm not giving you mine.
Hmm.
It's unnecessary.
Why
you
say
that?
You
know, we're together and we're in a relationship and we trust each other. No, I think it's a privacy violation when people want passwords. And not that you're hiding anything, you know, to hurt the relationship. You know, you're being secretive on that level. Just your life, your conversations with your friends. Like, you don't need to see. I don't want to see all that. You got to have your, you know, you can be venting about me. I want to see it. We good today. Keep that. Keep it alone. As long as we are respectful, then we're all good.
I love you.
I know. That's how I feel.
Okay.
Don't be in my phone. Yo, I've actually had a dude. Let me tell you. I was asleep.
Yeah.
And you know they have the thumbprint, you know, the thumbprint unlock on the iPhone.
Yo.
I had that. Why do
you
have my thumb on my
phone?
Thing on the... Yes! I woke up Yep. So I no longer have that feature.
So how long did that relationship last after that?
Not long. That was on the list of deal breakers. That's crazy. And I wasn't even doing nothing. I was a good girl.
Of course not.
And
you waiting
yeah,
6 months.
Woke
they
up.
Don't know that.
I know. You need to
way
tell him that, and then he wouldn't be insecure.
See, Greg, you know what it
I
was?
I messed up on that 6 months.
Yeah, it wasn't 6 months,
but,
Greg. He was in there cuddling 2 weeks in.
He was in there all day
that's
long.
That's how you learn the lesson, right?
Mm-hmm. So you
learn
the lesson.
You learn. You apply and move forward, and you learn.
Right.
That's what I'm
so
doing.
So you never made that mistake again?
No.
Good. What about you, Amadi?
You don't get your insecure ass up out of my phone that you don't pay no bill for. Are you kidding me?
Okay.
That's not even a question. What's wrong with you, bro? Oh, my damn
phone
almost got your mind.
Some relationship therapist
out of here, man.
You guys should share phones.
Who?
Like,
get out of my phone.
All the information should be, like, completely
transparent. And that's cute. That's cute for them. And whatever works, do it.
Yeah.
Love it.
They probably
enjoy
share underwear, too, though.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, you big mad now. See? Oh, now, right? Come on, man. Get out of here.
Are they sharing the
women's
drawers or the men's drawers? But anyone drawers
listening, no offense. On behalf
no,
of okay,
offense,
okay,
offense, offense.
No who
offense.
Said no offense? I ain't say no offense. I meant to offend.
I know you did. I did. On behalf of okay,
care?
Nikki Lee.
You got me confused.
I don't care.
Yeah, you got me confused with the guy with the thumbprint.
Yeah,
I don't
no,
care.
I said me. Now you already
I
know
heard
that.
You.
I've
you
learned
me
that.
Though, right?
I know it.
Right.
I know.
But you heard I said I don't care, right?
I know.
So, Body, that's a deal breaker for you, right? Like,
yeah,
why?
But if I,
like,
listen, it, but it wouldn't even get that far, though, Greg. I mean, you already know that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what are you doing? You got your mind touching my phone?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
That's,
unless
that's
I
crazy.
Ask you for my phone. Yeah, unless you ask, I ask you to hand me my phone, please. That's the only way you should be having my phone. You know, and at the same time, if she
did you
feels
see
the need
to
look at my phone, and if she feels the need to go through my phone, then we shouldn't be together anyway.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Right.
And it's not going to take you 6 months to figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
Insecurity is definitely bad. Like, yeah. I completely agree with both of you guys. You know, it's just, if you're insecure, if you have to check, you know, what are you checking for? If you already have an inclination that something is wrong between you and I, then leave. You know,
Greg,
what
you know
what confirmation?
That comes from, Greg?
What's that?
Greg, you know where that comes from? That yeah. comes from soft-ass dudes getting ran by, you know what I'm saying, some of these more, you know, stronger-minded women
Steven.
When they're young, talking about, yo, let me see your phone, and somebody being like, oh, hold on, and not knowing how to handle it. What's wrong with you touching my phone? You must touch your mind.
Mm-hmm.
See, some of these guys need to raise up and be like, yeah, you know, because, you know, some, yeah, there's some savages
yeah,
being
she's
raised
not
up.
Not going to understand the language. She's not going to understand the language that you put in there. Even if you're cheating, she's not going to understand it. Like, yo, that's not really real, that you don't believe what you see right there. You got to believe me.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
well,
I mean,
tell
that's the other thing. Like, you're not going to do anything anyway to get mad and cause a mess.
Right.
Now you're going to want to go fight her? Get out of here.
Right. Right. It just makes no sense. If you're insecure, if you don't feel it, just let it go, because we're not going to take that lightly. We're not going to take it good. We're going to go ham on you.
Shut the door to the draft, baby. Come on in.
I hear you. Amadi, question for you, man. This is sensitive. But, hey, we have to go with it, because the ladies are asking this question. If a woman is bad in bed with you, Amadi, what do you do? Are you patient with them? You want to teach them? Or are you like, I'm going to deal with somebody else?
Bad in bed.
That's the question. Oh. That's the question the lady asked.
I know. I'm trying to think. I don't remember any of those, probably because after it happened, it was the last time that happened.
Mm.
I don't really have any recollections. I'd be like, you just don't get kicked out of, you know, out of the phone book. You get kicked out of the life, you know what I mean? There's no reason to contact you or nothing.
Mm.
Oh. No patience, no time to teach. You don't want to teach. I am almost 40
with three children. I'm not teaching nothing except for these kids something.
But you said you had to go back
man.
into your mental Rolodex. So when you were
younger,
if I
had to, I would. If I had to, I would.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Odetta, obviously, we're talking about you with a man. If he's not
yeah.
good in bed, what do you do with him?
Yeah,
great,
no.
Great, you should ask
it's
that
enough.
Question, though. We are talking about you with a man, right?
No, firstly, wait a minute. I don't. I make it clear for the record. I'm not into girls.
Not into girls.
Okay. With a man, I'm not into men.
All right, we're just making sure that's all. Some of our listeners, might find you
attractive.
That's why
I gave pause. Disclaimer.
Okay. Good.
For the record.
Yeah, we don't want to turn away any of our women, you know, listeners that might be interested in the lovely old Odetta Lee.
True. So, no, I'm not teaching anyone anything. I don't have time for it. Like somebody said, I am way past grown. No, I don't want to. I can kind of digest
show you how
more
to do this, son.
You know, what exactly I like, but I'm not teaching you anything. It shouldn't be like, really, dude? No, we're too old.
Okay, like with me, I don't know if I could necessarily wait, but to me, it's like if a woman opens up, she's going to do everything that you want to do anyhow, you know,
right.
to whatever her limits are. But, you know, if she's not opening up to you, she's probably going to shut down and it's probably not going to be good in bed anyhow, and then you might as well just leave it alone regardless. But if she's willing and wanting you, she most likely is going to open up and give you everything that you want and want you to teach her the things that you like. So,
I was surprised that Hamadi shut down.
Yeah,
No, I mean, it depends.
Like that,
the best.
You know.
All right, so let me be honest.
There's a difference. You're talking sometimes. To Amadi. You're talking
you
to Greg. There's two
sometimes.
Different guys here, man. There's two different guys here. We got the teacher and
all right,
we got the
so
student.
Listen, Odetta, it depends it depends how you meet them. You know what I mean? Like, you're talking about a relationship. A relationship,
yeah,
that means you're
going to
put some work and some dedication into it. Yeah, pretty much. You're going to put some dedication and some work into that. That means you care, right? But then there's some times where you just want to salve out, so she don't even get the chance to show you what she's working with. You know what I mean? Because it's all about what you're doing. You feel me?
You
don't
care to go back. Like, I ain't got time for that.
Yeah. All right. I don't care. Even if I'm savaging out, if she's into me, she's going to give me everything.
She'll want to know.
I'm going to get everything. Everything I
but I mean, are you talking about her movements are whack? Or are you talking about the environment is whack? You feel me?
No, like she's not doing, like, her product is whack. I think it's different for a man and a woman.
She don't
know
how
I mean?
To move or something. Like, she don't know how to move. So you gotta,
What if she got whack box, Greg?
I never had that before. I don't know what that is.
The box is broken.
I don't know what that is.
Got a broke box. It's on.
I don't know what that is.
The box is broken.
I don't know what that is. I really don't.
We're all adults here.
I must have been really fortunate. Well, I've been out of the game so long. I don't know what that is, Amadi. Really, real talk. Only time that things happen is like a woman like, nah, don't do that. Don't do this. I'm like.
Yeah, that's the worst. Or, like, don't take my shirt off. Like, what are you doing? What do you mean don't take your shirt off? I'm taking everything off.
What? Take the lights off. I'm like,
I want to see you.
Yeah, I want to see everything, man. This
everything.
Is my private movie.
Take it off.
Yeah.
Take your glasses off.
You.
Take your contacts out. Everything.
Wait, well, no.
Contacts out?
I'm going to
rip your weave off. All that. Come here. Come here.
No, wait. We cost too much. Dude, what are you talking about? Rip it off.
Take the wig off. Yeah, you got to take the wig off.
Be gentle.
We need to get to know each other. We need to really get to know each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I saw your post earlier. You don't need to be shy now. You don't need to be shy now.
Shy about what? I don't make them. I share them with my friends.
Your thoughts, though.
Sharing
your thoughts.
And caring.
Those your thoughts.
Sharing
is caring.
No? Right?
But, no, I do.
My thoughts. So I'm posting this for you. Let me post this. He'd like this. He'd enjoy it. You know? That's what I do. I do it for you.
Yeah, Amadi, you brought something interesting, Amadi. Like, women getting their hair done and all that stuff, and they spend like $200 or $300 getting their hair done, and they come into the room and they want to, do things, and they're like, they can't do this because of my hair, da da da. That pisses me off.
When you're supposed to say, baby, I got it. I'm going to pay for it. You can go get it done tomorrow.
No.
You're supposed to get that done after you met me.
No, the day after you coming over to see me, you should get your hair done.
But, I mean, everything is not planned.
Spontaneous. Greg, you know what happens to that, right? that was great. All right, yeah, girl.
That's no longer about you. It makes us run away. Like, all right.
If you're gonna start putting parameters and boundaries on what I'm doing when we're about to get it in, it's gonna be quick and I'm gonna be out. Trust me.
Yes, you're not gonna feel me for much longer.
I'm natural, so it doesn't matter. I'm all natural.
Yeah, but
I told you I love you
already. Everybody, wait.
I'm saying I'm ready. Like get wet. I don't care.
What?
Snap back.
I need to stop talking. Let her talk.
Wait, what?
No, go ahead.
No, I was done.
Hey, don't be done. We're listening. You just...
okay, I was done.
Okay,
period.
We're listening, Odetta. We're listening.
I know, but it was a... I said my statement. You want me to repeat it?
Yeah.
I was trying to slide it under there. What are y'all doing?
No. You can't slide anything under anything with us.
Spotlight.
You already know that.
On me. I'm hot.
Yeah, you very hot.
Pause. So what's the
next question,
all
right, guys,
right?
I want to reopen the phone lines again. 714-583-6887. Yeah, so, Odetta.
Yeah.
Bad habits, developing bad habits within a relationship. Smoking, drinking, watching porn or, sexting, whatever. What will just make you say, I can't deal with this. You develop these habits and I can't deal with it. What are those things that really piss you off?
Well, I've had the experience of dealing with someone that did have a porn habit. I'm just thinking about it. Yes, he really did. He had little toys and contraptions and things and stuff.
Hold on. Are you saying he had those things for himself or was you and him?
For himself.
Wow.
He had his own, like fake coochies and stuff.
Really?
Yeah, right. Like he was like insatiable. What do you mean he wants to be? I'm 40. I've been doing some things, man.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Yo, there's some creepy men out there, huh?
Well, he wasn't creepy. He was a nice guy. But people just have their, their thing.
He was obviously patient.
He loved alcohol. He was just had an addiction to that, Yeah.
So how long did it take you to find out about these stuff?
you know.
6 months?
No. Like, 2.5 years for me to really see and get it. Yeah.
Observing
it
much?
It took me a while. He wasn't. Well, I thought
you said he was a nice
guy or anything, so I didn't know. You know, he lived in the city, so he wasn't right there. But then I went to the closet and I saw some stuff, and I'm like, dude, you're like a half a step away from getting a doll. Like, is there a doll somewhere?
He really? So you wasn't over there that much, huh? That's what happened. You're so far away from him.
To me, a lot, right.
Mm.
So yeah.
So you had a lot of late-night phone calls with him, and he was wondering why he would call you like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, it's just a little weird.
Yeah, it was
weird.
That sounds weird.
Outside of that. But yeah, that didn't work out. He's not around anymore.
Body,
so I had my experience with
that,
and we didn't go to counseling. I didn't, like, invest in it. Just like, all right, dude, hold that. I got to go.
So once you found that out, you know, when did you leave?
It wasn't just that. It was a culmination of things, but that was
gotcha.
An issue. You know?
That was the big iceberg. I got you. Hamadi, what about
is
you?
Is it 2.5 years later?
What?
Is 2.5 years
nice
later?
Guy. He was a good guy.
Yeah. We did it. For, I take it slow.
Yo, what are you, like, timeless? Are you serious? You just got mad time. I got time to be wasting on nobody like this.
Well,
don't ask me
know,
nothing about no about you're bugging.
That's fine for you, but it's, you know, this is what I
want to
do.
I'm not gonna ask you. We're gonna see how that works out. That's all. You know how this goes.
Yeah, story
what about
continues.
Go ahead. What's the bad habits that you know you see if someone's developing? You're like, I got like time out on this. You know, is it alcohol, porn, drugs? What's making
shopping?
You say shopping. Unnecessary shopping or just shopping?
Unnecessary shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Like, mm-hmm. Well, I mean, we don't always have to go shopping, you know what I mean? Like, right now at this point in life, I mean, it's a different situation. But, I mean, even back, you know, when it was at the time, it was like, you know, you want to go shopping or you want to save up for this next level situation, you know what I mean? Like, being a homeowner. Like, you know, that's what I want to do at this point, be a homeowner. And, you know, starting my own business at this point. Like, there's some things that I want to do that are more important than shopping. I guess that would be one of my pet peeves right now if I was in a situation. Because, I mean, when you start to build a partnership or relationship with somebody, one of the things that makes your relationship stronger is the fact that you guys are able to save money together, the way that you guys handle finances together, being able to wait that you guys can take care of bills, come together and communicate and take care of bills together. And start setting the stage for a stronger relationship and quite possibly a marriage, you know. Because, I mean, that should be the end game, especially I know, you know, at our ages, you know, we should all be focusing. And if not, that's okay. I'm not knocking anybody. But I'm just saying.
No, it should be.
Well, yeah, of course. Duh. But, I mean, I don't want to ostracize anybody who listens to the show, making them feel like, yo, you know, you don't have it all together. We don't all have it all together. But, you know, at some point, your end game should be wanting to be with somebody that's going to be with you and love on you for the rest of your life, you know? Take care of your children with you and enjoy life experiences with you. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's one of the best things in my life.
I had this dude that I know, he said when he date women, he don't really care about anything about the woman except her credit score. If her credit score is bad, he ain't dealing with it at all.
He's still single, huh?
He probably is.
Right,
I don't know.
Like,
I don't talk to him anymore. But that's what he's looking into. He's an accountant, and he's like, "Yo, if you got bad credit, I don't want to marry somebody and inherit their debt. I don't want that." I said, "Okay, that makes sense to me."
Did he date a lot as a kid, though?
Won't you help her and show her how to fix that? What the hell are you talking about? That's all you said.
I don't know.
What?
That's what the
you got
I'm
to,
dead here. Are you,
got
are
to
you arguing with me about it? I'm just telling
you. No.
Man,
I'm
home.
Mad at him. It's not you. I'm mad at him, Mister.
Okay.
Like,
don't worry, after the show, that it will get you his number.
No,
you can yell at him then.
I'm good. I'm good on that.
Yeah, you can yell at him then.
That's crazy. I'm not yelling. I'm just
saying. You're absolutely right, though. You should. You got to teach him. He should not be turning his back on these women that need help. He should actually lend out his services for free.
Not need help, but I'm saying he has the keys and the tools to help the one should they need some assistance. And he's already checking them out. Like, what are you saying? Like, what's his level?
I kind of agree with him.
I don't want
anyone
to take on bad credit either.
I'll help
that,
her out,
but
I'm not trying to date her. Because she has a lot of bad habits that I can't control. And until she gets that stuff under control, I can't deal with it.
That goes back to our definition of dating, Greg. If she has bad habits, you might want to take her out. Come here and give me some of your bad habits.
Sharing is caring. Hello.
Sure, it is definitely good.
Keep your credit score to yourself, though, boo boo.
I don't know. It's just, you know, I hear what both of you guys are saying, and I've been married for about 17 years. And, you know, my wife and I, we do well with our savings and things like that. But now I can't work anymore. So I'm not even looking into those entrepreneur type of things anymore. I'm done with that. I'm ready for retirement. That's where I'm at in my life. When I was younger, I didn't really have the savviness of the economics. I just stumbled into a couple of things, and I was successful with it. So finding somebody that's going to be in the same like mind as me now at my age, I don't know if I could find that if I was on a dating block.
No, they're probably married already, bro.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Pretty much.
It's slim pickings out here, right? I'm just saying, I'm asking for a friend.
Yeah, is this slim pickings out there, Odetta?
Yeah.
Odetta,
yeah.
You act like the question was coming to you.
Yeah. I don't even
want to
talk about it.
But that's the funny thing, Amadi, because I'm in Odetta.
Are slim. Mm-hmm.
I look at, there's a lot of single women out there, but I don't see a lot of single men. Is that true?
It's true. It's very true.
So is it single? Is it slim pickings for men?
From a lot of different things. I don't know.
So, you know, I got a solution for
there
all these single women.
There seems to be ample single women out there yelling at single, saying I'm single, hey, I'm single. I don't know.
Oh, no, you could tell. I could tell a single woman from a woman in a relationship instantly.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I got a solution for you guys. You just get with a guy that's already married and you guys are good. I'm just playing.
Wait, what?
I'm playing. I'm better. I know he's going to do it. What? I love when you say that, too.
I don't think time should be that desperate.
I get that. All right.
I'm wondering at what age do women start feeling like, uh-oh, you know, running out of time, shot clock's winding down, game clock winding down.
Shot.
If
you're happy, if you live your life and you're happy and you're happy with yourself, I don't think you see it as a time clock is winding down. I don't see it as that yet. I'm approaching 41.
Yeah, explain that
like,
better
I'm
to us.
I'm completely happy. Like, because I'm single doesn't mean I'm desperate or I'm desperately out there looking like, oh, my God, please take me. No, I'm good. I can have a man tonight if I wanted him, but I'm good. I don't want that right now. I don't want to commit to that situation right now.
I think that's the difference. Look, I don't think you have that.
I'm going to as well because I feel this tone of, like, desperation. And because I'm single, never. I've never been.
And you got
tested.
Central air. Single with central air. Don't forget that.
It's cooler than a mug. And I got food.
And you got food.
Oh, God. Son, if there's anybody listening right now that just heard that, you know what her Facebook
water,
handle is. She has food, water, and central
crazy.
Air.
Are you serious? What is this? I got to look that up.
Wow. Classic right there.
Good.
Not just central air, but AC also. I'm pretty sure they're similar, but.
No, but I never said I had central air. I ain't got that. I got ACs up in here.
What are you talking
keeping
about?
Cool.
I got your text. What you talking about? Your text right here.
Said,
central air.
AC.
What are you talking?
I know.
You're lying.
Slow down. You said you got her text? I thought you said that was her Facebook handle.
You
what are we talking
central
about?
Air.
Yo, no,
mind
your business.
Mind
your business.
Let's get back to the question. What was the question, Greg?
Chill, no.
God,
I check my check 1, 2, 2.
No, but it's serious.
Call
though,
it
like,
back. Call me.
I know where they save
us.
But But that's true, though, that it, like, women have so many men they could just call upon it whenever they're ready. But like you said, life experience teaches you that you don't want to deal with these particular people anymore. With us men, we don't look at it like that. We don't have that data bank of all these different women that we could talk to and just come over and just be with us that night. It doesn't work that way. So we think differently than that. So, yeah, I guess I could see what you're talking about now. I never really understood it that way. Thank you.
Yeah. Good. I'm glad I was clear.
Yeah, you're crystal clear. So how many men can you call over?
What?
Never
mind. My gosh, it's phone line. What's going on?
I said never mind.
Mic check.
A body.
I'm trying to find a text, yo. Settle down, bro.
Oh, it is a text.
Don't be trying to make me speak. Come on,
no,
come
I'll
on.
Go back to a dead
end.
We
talk about that later.
Hey,
yeah, go
here. I'm trying to. Where's the Smith?
No, I'll go to you, man. I want to go to you. What are some of the things that you simply cannot get past somebody?
Your face. Like, if you're ugly, I can't even have that, bro. Come on, man. We're not even. Something.
No,
like
I'm talking about you in the relationship already about
you gotta
it.
You
got to
get past
the
face. You like the face. What after the face?
Your breath.
Okay, that's important.
But I,
that's important. Bad hygiene.
What about waking up and the woman looked different than what she did when she went to bed?
Ooh.
Is that a problem?
Yeah.
You're so stupid.
I'm just asking a question.
You're so stupid, though, bro. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
I had a situation with a woman that I dated. No, I had a woman that I dated, and she looked very nice when she had all the makeup on, and then the next moment, when she go and get that face cleanser, it's just a different woman.
Ooh.
Oh, phone line's about to light up. His phone line's about to light up. Watch.
Light up.
Yeah, y'all play too much. Nah, listen.
Yo, I've always wondered that. Like, how do you guys feel when it's all made up, wigged up,
I hate it.
And then come night or the morning, all that's gone. And it, that has to be crazy. See, I'm on that.
I
don't want no makeup.
I hate it.
That's where, listen. That's where you got to really, 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 really like a person's personality. You feel me? Because the change up from and of course the product's warm. So listen, in the meantime, when you fall asleep with that person, you know, they're beautiful throughout the day because they make themselves up beautiful. You know what I mean? But then, you know, you go to the bed and then it's like, yo, where is it happening in your face? It's got a new face on. And then, or if you wake
bring
up in the morning.
Back.
Yeah, but, you know, by that time, like you said, y'all are in a relationship, so y'all are starting to get accustomed to it. I guess she slowly will walk you down that road, you know what I mean? But I know for me personally, when you're in a situation.
What you talking about? It's either you don't like it or you do like it, man. What the heck are you talking about?
See what I said, bro? Did you tell me what I said? I know what I said.
What the heck you said? You're
I know
about,
what I
yo,
said.
You're...
He was telling a story.
Yo, you asked me a question.
I thought he was telling a story.
You asked me a question.
He got personal.
You asked me.
Let's talk to us. We're here.
I'm telling you, though. Listen, a white washcloth to humble a face, though. Listen, real quick. But,
and a neck.
Well, listen. But when you really care about somebody, and you got to also remember, though, that person is also dressing themselves up a certain way because it makes them feel better about themselves. And they take pride in that. Like, I have some of my friends or some of my exes that wore a lot of makeup, but they look really, really good in the makeup. You know what I mean? Was a totally different person under the makeup facially?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Their iPhone wouldn't recognize them. Absolutely, you're right. But... but...
So obviously you didn't care.
Nah, you don't care after a certain point, man.
Okay. I care. I don't like
it. Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't even imagine that.
Like, I don't even like braid extensions. I hate that.
Oh, do you?
I hate it.
Well, I know. I had a lot of guys that said that. Like, oh, I hate
I'm right there with you, bro. I hate
come
you.
Come on, man.
Yeah, I was dating
one
girl,
right?
You tired of doing hair. Listen to what I'm telling you. I was dating this one girl, and like 2 years after I stopped dating, I looked in the backseat of my car, inside the inside the seats, and I pulled out one of the braids out. I'm like, oh gosh, what the hell?
When was this?
That's.
I was saying, for real, I was like, this is too much for me. I can't deal with it right now. It's like, I can't deal with it.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, I already know what I'm talking about, but still, it's like,
God, that's
I can't
funny.
Deal with that.
God,
deal with that.
Don't feel bad, bro. I woke up one day and there was a wig hanging up in my closet, bro. I almost shot it.
Yeah, that's too much.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, man. Don't worry, bro.
Yeah, no warning. Like,
nah, but she was. Nah, but there were other things that made up for the wig.
Oh, okay. I can take it.
So better. So better. Yes. No. Just keep it natural.
Yep.
Keep it natural. You don't need makeup. Just a little lip gloss. That's about it.
Yeah, I made
that. Oh, Dada, you never wore
mascara.
Makeup, though. You never really wore makeup.
I never needed
it.
You got a natural face. That's a good thing.
Right.
Yeah, she got it.
Yeah, nah, she's nice easy smile. On the eyes. Oh, Dada's always been easy on the eyes.
Easy on the eyes. I like
that. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Nah, there's some people out here that, you know, it's difficult. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. The dog came out.
Never helped.
I'm sorry. So you're talking about those dogs.
Dogs?
Yeah, that was a dog.
Oh, Dada, who just pulled in?
He's terrible. Somebody's going to get knocked out tonight. Dada, what are some of the things that you can't get past?
Yo. If a dude
his
had
mouth.
A whole sidekick, what? See, Hamadi, this is what I'm talking about. He said my name. He addressed
I did
me,
say
asked a question.
Yeah,
and who answers? Who? Who answers? Who? Hello? You quiet now?
I think you know who answered. You waiting for my answer. I'm waiting for your answer.
You want to go? Go ahead. Towards yours. All yours.
No, I already answered
all
it. Remember,
you.
Same
talkers.
Question.
He's one of those talkers.
So, a deal breaker would be like a dude like having like a whole side kid or going to jail. Ooh, jail. Yep. Ooh, there you go. Let's go with that
one. You're not doing a bit with him?
Nope.
You're not doing a bit with him?
Not it. Now, okay. Firstly,
yeah,
I don't deal with characters of that caliber where I would be introduced to a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess if I was, you know, benefiting off of, you know, what he was doing, I might have to do that. But I'm trying not to do that. That's not what I'm trying to do. And I'm going with the no. I'm not doing a bid for 100.
Not a 2-year bid?
No. And it's unfair for a dude to even ask to do that. Okay. Under a year. Let me be
under
clear.
Year.
Under a year. I'm talking about upstate. Multiple years, fans all over it. Nope. Don't sign me up for none of that. I don't want to. I don't write letters, no calls. I'm not traveling, no bus, no car, no scooter.
I agree,
nope.
Odetta, because if you go to jail for a week, I'm going.
Like, I'm not about that life.
I can't
me,
wait.
I'm
that's
just
too
not
long.
About that life. I'm not with it.
Yeah, that's too much. That's too much.
And I try to avoid those scenes so I don't end up like that.
See, you got him mighty quiet now. He's not even talking no more. See what you did? Mike took his ball and run.
Come on.
No, I'm actually over here. I'm doing actually multitasking. I'm thinking about number one, Odetta, that's bullshit. And number two, I'm looking at the fact that DeMarcus Cousins just went to Golden State. That's gonna be crazy.
He did?
But Odetta,
man, that is crazy.
That's breaking news. So Odetta, listen, you're full of shit. Cut it. Yo, that's not happening. I'm going to tell you right now, if he's taking care of you in that way, in terms of bread and all that, you're doing it with him.
That.
But you're still going to do
that.
I'm not done. So you're still going to do you, though. You know that. You're not going to sit there and keep the kitty cat locked up for the whole year. It's not happening.
She said she could do that.
For the
whole
year.
She could hold
year,
her. She could be happy. She could be happy.
A year. Okay?
I told you how I feel about that.
I'm
calling bullshit.
You know, keep me okay.
All right.
Well,
I don't believe that.
You don't even know. Okay?
You're right. You're absolutely right. I You're right. I don't think unless you're a nun, I don't think you can keep it 100. I just don't. I don't follow. A year?
Yeah. If you my boo, I'ma do that.
But what if you just love him and what if he wasn't taking care of you financially?
No, that's
what if
gone.
You just loved him though?
Eat that. Eat that. I can't promise you nothing. But I'm
he
not
has no
promise.
Pen.
Nothing.
He's out.
Not.
Greg, give me a minute. Greg,
clear.
Follow me. Greg, give
I'll
me a minute. Follow me.
Bro.
I'm leaving breadcrumbs, right? So you're gonna walk down the road with me, Odetta. You ready? So listen, so basically what you're saying though is he basically bought your love then.
What?
Oh.
I didn't think he was gonna go there. He bought some time.
He bought a year then. He bought a year. So this is 6 months after.
Yeah.
6 months, of course, you guys had to take to get to know each other, and then he's made it past the first, probation period, and now
he's not my husband. You're damn straight. He leases me. He's not my husband. What do I owe him?
Ooh. Would you marry him then? If he says, yo, I'm about to do this bid, you gonna marry me?
No, not on no cause, no bid. No, he should have been did that.
But you're going
to
rock with him, though, for the year.
You and rock with you, you should be my husband. Other than that, I don't owe you not much. Not to dedicate my life and take time out of my life, my years. I don't know how long I got.
So only if he's your husband, you
I don't know
good.
What decisions you made. That would be, like, you know, that's when I really consider something like that.
Okay.
You know, then I'm with you. But, boy, this boyfriend stuff, and, yeah, we cool, we dating. What do I owe you? I thought it was yeah, it was stretching. I thought I was good. No? I thought that was good.
I'll chill together.
But only a husband can ask for certain things. And I'm not just giving away husband stuff just to anybody.
You're not giving wifey stuff to just everybody, huh?
Right. You're right. Yes, thank you.
So you have to have the life insurance policy in hand before you say, okay, you guys.
Here you go. You went left. He got mine too. Like, he has mine too.
Okay.
It's great.
I'm messing with you, better.
That's what
I'm with you.
Together.
I'm with you. I'm
somebody?
Yes, Odetta.
I just want to make sure you're still there.
I'm still here. I'm just thinking. That's all. You gotta take some time out to think, you know what I mean? I try to make sure that these are also questions with some data to support my statements, you know. And a lot of my statements
for your receipts.
a lot of my statements come from personal experience though. So that's why I have that feeling. I've also been around, of course, people that have been doing bids, and they really were. They spent a lot of bread on the females or whatever, and then, you know, mm-hmm. that loyalty was definitely not returned.
Right.
But, I mean, it is what it is, you know what I mean? It's just, you mm-hmm. know, you got to be in that situation, and everybody is different in that situation, honestly.
True. Very true.
But back to what we were talking about, though, that shouldn't even be an issue when you're dating, honestly. Something like that happens, especially at this
right.
age. Listen, I don't have the time to be waiting, honestly, brother. There's so many other options out here. I do apologize. And if I'm not in a situation when you come home, maybe we could figure things out. But right now, listen, and for a guy, if a chick took a year off and had to do a bid, well, I'm definitely talking to the wrong female, obviously. Unless she's a freedom fighter and a Phoenix Shakur, and she went out on, like, some protest or something, or, you know, marched across the Tappan Zee Bridge and, you know, put it all on the line.
Right,
that's the only way I'm dealing with that. Other than that, I'm not going to be sitting here dealing with some chick that's in jail for who knows what, you know,
fighting,
forgery,
killing.
Or get out of here. What am I even dealing with? Yeah, can't have these people around my kids, you know? I mean, let's just do some program or something that we're helping the community, you know what I mean?
All
you like
right,
how I clean up, right?
You clean up pretty nicely, bro. Good job.
But
then this is back to you. Is an online presence necessary? Is it a big deal for you? Such as, you know, being online, Facebook.
Now, I'm not with overkill. You know, like pictures, kiss, we're eating, holding hands, every step of our lives. No. I'm not with that. But I shouldn't be hidden. You know, like, don't post that. I wish a mofo would do that. Like, no. If we're together, we're seeing each other, we're kicking it. Yeah, I shouldn't be forbidden. or hidden from the world, but I don't. You don't need to mention me in every single thing you post or share.
This
no.
is my baby boo. Hey, Odetta,
really?
Come here. Pictures.
Hey.
Odetta.
Yeah,
right.
I get you on that. Amadi.
Right.
Yeah.
What about you?
What about me, sir?
Online presence. Online presence. Do you have
yeah.
to put everything on blast with you and your lady? To be,
no, absolutely
to have
not.
A happy
home? Just certain things. I mean, like I said again, at this stage of my life, certain things go on more about the family and the kids, sometimes about me. But and my fiance doesn't like that presence anyway. So it's really about the person that you're with. And then you also have to remember, for a dude, I'm speaking from a dude's point of view, you also got to be weary of those chicks that don't want to put you on social media anyway because they don't want to mess up their stable. Because, you know, obviously, Odetta, you know that these chicks these days now are just as savage as these men. So nobody want to mess up their stable nowadays, you know what I mean? I mean, sometimes it'll be 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 in the stable.
Whoa.
Meanwhile,
oh,
you know,
whoa.
Yeah.
That's a big stable.
Yeah, that's a lot of thoroughbreds.
8, 9, 10, 12, 36.
That's a
lot.
That's a derby right there.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Got a while,
I cut you off. I'm sorry.
You ain't even had a chance to talk to me since high school.
You
I guess
did.
It's been a while, huh? Yo, so check it. So the stable gets kind of crazy, so you got to keep all that in order. So, you know.
Yeah, I loved how she just ignored you on that.
I did.
Yo, no, she heard me. Trust me, she heard me.
Anything she didn't hear
you
about it. She ignored you.
I'm not taking the bait. I didn't take the bait.
Wow. Yeah.
Where'd that fishy go?
Well, no, but she knows that. She has a stable.
I do not have a stable.
Pow.
I have a couple. You.
See?
If
see?
You will.
But wait, it gets worse.
Let's
I know.
Be clear.
I know. I know.
Use
see,
your words wisely, brother.
The truth always comes
out.
Okay?
Right there.
So, be clear. Okay? I came back. I took it. There you go. Okay?
Wow.
A couple of
see
you.
How soft and sweet her voice got to? Go ahead, Odetta.
Who's at the four-month stage and who's just starting?
I speak my truth to an extent, and that's what you're not going to
like
get.
A four and a two right now?
Okay?
Going on
do you
there?
See it on Facebook? Do you see any
or
of
it? Or is
it
a three
Facebook?
And three?
Do you see any? When you see it on Facebook, that's when we can talk.
Oh, God.
That's when it's official
when
you put it on
social
talk. Media.
No, I'm just saying. No, it's beneficial, but I'm just saying. Oh. So, what's the question? What's the question?
Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
Hello? Mic check?
Mic check.
So, like, with me, I don't care about all that stuff. You know, I'll put some stuff on wifey up there, but every second of the day, nah. Like, me and her have separate friends. You know, we have some mutual friends, but you know, she has her life, I have my life. It's that's childish to me. That's insecurity to me. You have your life to live. It's your friends. It's called Facebook or whatever type of social media you're on, but it's your friends. It's your life is what you do. Now, you might do some things with her or you might do some things with him, Odetta, but that's who cares?
Mm-hmm.
I don't really care about
right.
that.
Right.
I don't.
Right.
I really don't.
Who cares?
But I guess it comes down to, like what you was talking about, and we always discuss this, you know, talking about what you like and what you don't like in the beginning and setting those ground rules.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't like that stuff, you know, 86 that person, just move on and do whatever you got to do. But if you hear those stuff and you still go with it, then you're Boo Boo the Clown.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree
for
with that?
Sure. When people speak their truth, you gotta listen.
Yeah.
Well, I
they
mean,
I
have no problem.
People get so caught
no
up
problem.
On thinking they can try to change it. Like, you ain't gonna change it. Listen to what they said. Like, listen, hear what he said.
Definitely one of my pet peeves.
Yes, like, listen, I said it. No surprise, no change.
Yeah, I be doing that, though. I honestly do that, and sometimes people don't listen. And then I'm, you know, they're just like, what did he just say? And I'm like, I told you already, so I'm not going to repeat it again. Now my actions are going to speak for what I was going
to
say.
Exactly.
So.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have tough skin if you're dealing with me, because I'm going to tell you the truth. It might hurt, but hey, it's going to be the real stuff. Unless you want that fluff stuff, you can live in fantasy world if you want to, but I don't like that place.
Mm-mm.
All right. We got 5 minutes left, and I would like to close out and have you guys give your final statements. So let's go with the lovely Odetta first. Odetta?
So we covered tonight deal breakers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still stuck on my deal breakers, and I see that we all had like pretty much the same. We are in agreement with a lot of deal breakers. There's certain things that you're just not going to tolerate. And there's certain things that maybe you may bend on, you know, depending on the circumstance and exactly what's going on in your level of dating or, you know, where you're at in that relationship. But I don't know. I'm going to just hold fast to what you feel is right. And that's it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Hamadi?
Well, in closing, I want to say that if you are one of those people that are having issues with dating, maybe you should sit down and listen a little bit closer and talk to some people about their situation and then build from there, honestly. It's really important that we start to take from past experiences of ours and also of our friends and learn from that so that we can all be better partners to our partner, if you understand what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm, I do.
And that's pretty much what I say.
Okay. I like to close out with, you know, a lot of stuff that we were talking about tonight, deal breakers, is a lot of insecurities. You know, people take on their insecurities that they have from past relationships and bring it to their current relationships and think their mate is doing exactly the same thing that the other person was doing. And they're not really sure, so they want to do all these different things, like look inside their phones or, you know, they have to have their face on their partner's Facebook page all the time. And if you like somebody else's picture from some sexy woman or sexy guy, why are you liking that? That makes no sense to me. We're all human. We all like things. I don't care. Like, I've been married for 20 years, and I could tell if my woman, my lady, likes to look at some other guy. I'd be like, oh, okay, you're looking at another guy. That's not a big deal to me. I'm not insecure like that, and neither should she. And if you have a relationship like that, you're going to have some serious problems because everything is going to be a fuss. It's going to be an argument. It's going to be a battle. You don't need that. She doesn't need that, or he doesn't need that. You just need to be able to be grown-ups about it and live life, and life is too short. Everything that you do in life is important, so don't waste it being insecure. Well, I thank you guys. I hope everybody out there got something from this. Next week, we'll be back at it again. Love you guys. Thank you.
Yo, hold on, Greg. We got 3 more minutes. Can't end the show like that, bro.
You can end the show
anytime you want. Nah, but listen, you gotta tell the people the truth. The truth is, don't go through your partner's phone. You don't want any surprises. If you don't trust your partner, you shouldn't be with them. It's really simple. The other part is you need to listen to your partner because your partner's probably telling you how they really feel, but you're not listening because you're so caught up on what you want to do. So if you really want to be with somebody and you want to be happy,
you have 2 closers.
Bro, how are you gonna stop me when I'm on a roll? See, this is why we have problems.
No, we don't have problems, man. I'm just asking. You had 2 closing statements.
I was with you, Hamadi.
See, now I lost my train of thought.
He said we had 3 minutes. He won't run it out.
See? What are you saying?
Go ahead. I kind of you had 2 closing statements. You had a pre-closing statement, and now you had a closing statement.
Yeah, that was a setup. That was a setup for the real closing statement. I wanted to hear what you guys had to say, and then I wanted to say, yeah.
I'm trying to cut you off. Keep on going, though. You're making valid
points. But, I mean, in all honesty, guys, you know, we got 2 minutes left, and there's 2 minutes that could be very important to somebody's life right now who's in a relationship and they're trying to figure out how to hold on, and maybe they're really just not listening to their partner. And that there could be a deal breaker. So take your time to listen. Like I said, sometimes we all get caught up in the eyes, the me's, but really you need to listen to what your partner's saying, especially if you want to stay with them. All right? So peace, love, and hair grease. Everybody enjoy their evening because I'm about to go enjoy mine. I'm out.
All right.
Peace out, everybody. Love y'all.
Peace.